Okay, so today is November 18th, 2015, and we're going to do lesson number 458 called Bending Knees. And I'm going to say legs, hips, while lying on your back. So first of all, let's just take a moment lying there to begin to sense how you're lying on your back this morning. Your arms are long down by your sides. Your legs are long. And you're sensing the contact that you're making with the floor today. Draw your awareness and attention up to your shoulder blades, noticing how the shoulder blades are resting, how your upper back and mid-back is resting. Down to the lower back. And then how your legs are lying on the floor. And one of the things that we noticed from last week is as you're noticing your legs, really pay attention to the backside. So the space behind your knees. That tells you a lot about how tight your hips are. So the more space that is behind the knees, the tighter you are on the front side in the hip flexors. So we'll just see how that changes throughout class. So right now you're just sensing and observing where you start off the beginning of the lesson. The problem with looking is that it changes your whole body position. So as soon as you lift your upper body, your legs will straighten more. So that's why it's so important to just sense. Just guess, estimate, like in your mind, think is it an inch behind each knee, you know. And one knee, like just looking at you, I can tell one knee's higher than the other. And then notice how either close or far apart your legs are. If you can remember back to last week, if you were here, some of you had your heels completely touching, and then by the end of class, the legs were more spread apart. And slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing the quality in which you roll your head. So you're just, again, sensing, observing, noticing, in a way, always looking for places of freedom as well as places of tension or holding. Right? So you're creating these distinctions for yourself. You okay, Bon? Oh, thank you. That's what I did, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna continue on the back, and you're gonna start with a movement with your right leg, that you're gonna bend your right knee and bring your right foot, let's say, to a standing position. So, go ahead and do that, and then you're going to straighten it again, and you're going to do this movement a couple times, and what I'd really like you to pay attention to is the how. How do you do this movement? So if you can go slow enough to notice the very first thing that you do, I really like to avoid, you know, suggesting or telling you, because I'd like you to discover first. So what do you do first? How does it feel to do this? And then how do you straighten the right leg? What do you feel the weight of this leg is? Does this feel like a heavy leg? Or is the movement light and easy? Excellent. And when you place it to standing, do you place it in a place where it feels, I'm going to say, the most effortless? Right? There's going to be a little effort to hold it in standing, right? But you look for the least amount of effort. So once the leg is standing, let's keep it there, and we'll explore a few possibilities. So again, that you have the distinction when more effort is required. So move the foot a little bit further away from you. So it's a little straighter. That's it. And then notice if there was an increase in effort. Okay? So based on what you're experiencing now, how do you want to adjust so that you have less effort? Excellent. See how smart you guys are, right? Excellent. Okay, now try to move your right foot out to the side. So it's way kind of, 3 or 4 inches over there. And what is that like now? Right? So you're starting to think to yourself, right? Who would do this? But people out there do, right? That's where their comfort zone is, or it's their habit. Right? So we do things that we don't even know that we're doing, which requires effort. And when we're doing that extra effort, it's more challenging for the whole system to move with fluidity. Make sense? So reposition the foot. So now you've gone out. So now you kind of have a sense, where is, again, the least amount of effort? There's always going to be a little effort having the leg up, right? Versus the leg that's long. But you're looking to hone in to that place. Remember where that place is. We'll come back to it. Okay? Go ahead and straighten your leg. And we'll just pause for a moment so that you can observe and notice how something already is different with the right leg and the right hip joint, right? Think to yourself, all we did was bend the leg and straighten it. How could, just doing those 5 movements, right, make such a difference? But in those movements, you continued to let go of extra work, so things got more freer and more organized. Okay, so we're gonna go to the left leg. Start with the left leg and you're doing the exact same thing, right? You're gonna bend the left knee and bring your leg to stand. Now, as you're doing this, because you guys have your eyes closed, which is great, so I'm going to ask a question and put your hand up if this is true for you. Is there anyone that didn't feel a change in their right leg? Just let me know. So one of the things to pay attention to, the group is kind of split 50-50, and I didn't give you the information with the other leg. So some of you slide your heel along the floor, right, to bring the knee to standing. And then some of you lift the foot completely away from the floor from the get-go. So what I'd like everyone to do is to explore and try those 2 options. So that you can again discover for yourself one of those options is significantly harder. So first you feel which is harder, right? Just feel which is harder. And then there can be some logic behind it. Okay, so everybody shift to the sliding. So why would sliding be easier? Right, the moment you lift your leg, where does all the weight go? That's right, it goes to your hip flexor, Lynn, and to your back. And the leg, right, weighs, Marlene, we learned that yesterday, it weighs a lot. Your legs weigh a lot. It's kind of like your head. There's probably a good 16 to 20 some pounds in each leg. So if you lift that from the get-go instead of slide, there's muscular effort that has to go on. So now, continuing with sliding the foot long and then sliding it to bend, is this leg lighter or heavier? How is this leg different than the other leg? If you notice any extra tension or effort on this side, where is it and can you let that go? Beautiful. So after you bend it one more time, we'll just have you rest for a moment with your legs long. And with your legs long, notice how the left leg feels, the left hip, your back. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, we're going to go back to the right leg. So we're going to change the starting point. So the new starting point is with your knee bent and your foot standing. So slide the leg up and find that good, we're going to say effortless. I know there's still a little effort, right? But the most effortless place that you know about standing. So you're not out too far. Bonnie, back in. Your heel's pretty much lined up with your sit bone. And then your foot's not too far away from you. So few of you could bring it in a little closer. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so this is your starting place. And from here, you're now gonna bring the right knee in towards your chest. And you're not using your hands, right? You're just, so you're now actually lifting. So once you're at this 45 degree angle in your hip joint, the leg is a lot lighter to lift. And then you're going to place the leg back down. That's it, just to the standing. And just think about the knee comes up towards the chest and you feel the bending in that right hip joint. Remember last week about how the fingers sucked into the hip joint? So you can either feel, put your fingers there, or imagine there's a sinking spot. As the knee comes to the chest, right, it's as if the head of the femur sinks deeper into the socket of the pelvis. Excellent. And as you do this movement just a few more times, I'd like you to start to become aware of your chest and your breath and your breathing. So what's very common is if the hip flexor over-engages in the lower back, is we kind of tense and lock the chest. So is it possible to keep this movement very soft? Again, we're looking for the effortless place and that your chest stays soft. And if you're not sure, this next time, try holding your breath, not breathing, and feel the difference bringing your knee up to your chest. Excellent. Let's let that go. Straighten your leg, and again, let's rest. And again, notice another change took place in that right leg, right? Now the right leg, for all of you, is longer. And you feel how it's slightly turned out now? So you got even a bigger change inside the hip joint. So the right hip joint is getting closer and closer to the place of the greatest ease. So can you compare and contrast that to the left side? Okay, so we're now going to bend the left knee. We're going to bring it up to that good starting standing position. I gave you some landmarks, like the heel to be lined up with the sit bone. And when in doubt, the heel's closer than further away. Okay, some of you, I know, like for Lynn, it's okay because of your knee. But the rest of you, you know, it's a good standing position, right? It's that, it's the least effortless place. And before you do the first movement, because you already know what you're going to do, right? Just think it. Think through it for a moment. Just like, okay, I'm now going to bring my left knee into my chest, and then I'll bring it back down. So just think about the movement first, in your mind, in your thought, and then go ahead and begin the movement without being in a rush or a hurry. And as well as paying attention to your chest, right, the softening of your chest, the flow of your breath, can you also bring into your thought a softness in your foot and ankle? So become aware of any holding or tension that's occurring in your ankle or your toes. And it just becomes so interesting where we can hold or create tension with some simple movements. That's it. And then we're gonna let that go. We're gonna slowly straighten that leg, and we're gonna observe how the left leg lies on the floor now, how the left side of the hip joint and pelvis feels. And then feel how that left leg now turns out. And notice the space. You guys are doing fabulous today. Notice the space between your heels. It's just excellent. You guys have got just the right amount of space that should be there. Like you've got this nice little triangle. Okay. And then it goes away?
Yeah, it stays there.
Okay.
The other thing I noticed is, if I relax, boom.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to let that happen. And yeah, you don't want, right.
I can totally relax to the right and it doesn't fall.
It has to do with the backside of the pelvis, that SI joint we worked with yesterday. Notice how that's different?
Yeah, I'm noticing the
okay.
Line is very different.
That's okay. Different. So this next movement, let's see. Okay, so this next movement we're going to do is you're going to bend both knees at the same time. And let's start with both legs in the standing position. This should make it a little easier. But It's right here on the back side. If you can feel the difference,
yeah.
It's not stable right there. And so this is like, whoa. This side, completely stable. On the back side, when
yeah.
I touch you, if I was to go right through, and that's right where that SI joint is and the tailbone. So even you just thinking, how could this side feel more like this, will ease this.
Okay,
so your legs are both standing. In that good standing place, your heels are lined up with your sit bones. And now what we're going to do, we're going to do it again, please, in thought first. You're going to start with your right knee, and you're going to bring your right knee into your chest. And very much like what we did last week, for those of you who were here, is as you bring the right foot back to standing, right, there's this incredible transition. So it's really, first of all, thinking in your mind, as the right foot comes down, the left knee, so to speak, launches and starts to come up, right? Right, and this is like what walking, right, is all about. And it's that transition that's so critical. And what's real critical is in your mind and your thought that you feel it. There's no rush, but as soon as that right foot starts to make contact, the left is ready to come up. And then as the left comes down, as soon as it makes contact, the right starts to float up, right? So you first want to have this concept in your thought and mind, and then you start to experience it. And this is really where the slower that you go, so you can feel that transition, and it's running through your brain that as soon as one foot comes to standing, it creates the freedom for the other leg to lift. This is just so important for walking. And it has to happen in your brain. So your brain's got to feel secure and confident that the minute the one leg comes down and it can bear weight, then the other leg is free to come away from the floor. Amazing. I had a feeling this one would. Excellent. Right, so it's so important. It's like, oh, as I feel it go down, the other one comes up. And again, now that it's getting softer, we'll say a little bit more familiar, is your chest relaxed? Is your breath and breathing soft? Excellent. Beautiful. Let's pause and let's straighten the legs to rest again. And again now, what's changed? What's different? Notice again the space between your heels and feet. Okay, so from here, you're going to actually keep your legs long, and we're going to start to work with the ankles and the feet, and then we'll tie it in back to the hips. So you're going to bring your legs together. So your inner thighs, knees, and feet touch. Okay? And even that area where the big outside, or the inside, I'll say, of the big toe, right? A lot of times we refer to that. People get surgery there, right? So the inside of the big toe, you want that part to touch too. There you go. Okay? So this requires more effort, right? But that's okay. We're going to just still find the least amount of effort with effort in this position. And then you're going to start to bend in the ankles. Think of both of the feet flexing as if the feet are coming towards the face. And then they're going to push away and extend. Right? And then you're going to pull them back up together, flex and extend. Okay? And you want to keep them together the whole time. Right? And this is like a movement we take for granted that we do a lot every day just driving in a car with our right foot, right? So begin to notice if the feet move together, if one wants to go further than the other, which we've talked about before. So if one has more mobility than the other, you back it off. You always go with the lesser degree side to implement change. So Bonnie, get your heels together. And yeah. And then, so Bonnie, really, so this is great for you. Become aware. Think of pulling your pinky toes out. Nope, that didn't do it. So are you aware what you're doing?
Well, if I touch my big toes,
right, but I didn't say the big toes. I said this part. Okay, so yeah. So still, you're over-rolling your ankles. There. Ankles, inside of foot, inside. I know, no. Ankles. Yeah, don't do that. See, you're used to rolling this ankle out. Ankles. Pull those ankle bones together, inside a foot, inside a toe. The top of the toe can be apart. Pull together. Oh, nope. There. Feel what that is. Now, forward and back. There you go. This is going to be huge for you. I mean, I can tell you've rolled that ankle several times. It just wants to go out. Have you twisted that ankle? Pull the ankles back together. So does everybody know where the ankle bone is? Right? The inside? There you go. Perfect. Okay, and then don't overdo the movement. So for some of you, a little less, right? Less is more, because I'm coming around to watch all of you. So some of you, okay, pause. Pause. Let it relax. Yeah. So ankles first. Pull those ankles together. There. Then this part touches and this. So you want the outside to flare out. Yes. Right? And this is going to be really new for you too, because you have a tendency to roll the ankles out and collapse in your ankles. So really think first deep inside there to touch. You've got the same thing. Come back up. Okay, stop. So where's your ankles? This is your ankles, not your heels. Yeah, I think some of you think.
I mean, so.
Yeah, okay. So, nope. Just stay right there.
Okay.
So just think of being like taunt there. Okay? And then let's do it from there. Even with the gap. Just keep this gap even. That's much better. There you go. Okay. Oh, Bonnie, that left ankle really likes to go out. So everybody rest. It is. I'll help it again. Okay, let's go ahead and bend both of your knees, bring your feet to standing. And let's try this in standing. So once your legs are up and standing, bring the ankles, again, the ankle bone. That doesn't mean the heel bone. Ankle. And then it's the inner part of your big toes that touch, not the big toe, but that those bones. Okay? And then you're going to try the same movement here of lifting the feet, the toes, And then you put them back to standing. So you're pivoting on the heels. This might be a little easier for some of you. Is it a little bit better? Good. And that you're breathing. Is this a little easier, Bon? That's much better. Okay, so now you're going to add to this, right? That as you do this, at the same time as you start to pivot with the ankles, both knees float up into your chest, right? So your knees are together too, right? That's it. So the knees come up. Beautiful, Lynn. The feet stay flexed. And then you lower back down, and it's the heels that touch first, right? And then you let the whole foot come down. Or I should say feet. So make sure you place those heels, right? Not too far away. You keep that good place close to the buttocks. So you first flex, knees come into the chest, you keep the flexing, you start to move the knees away, the heels touch, and then you just lower the feet back down. Excellent. These are all the like really broken down parts to what we do for walking, right? So a really big piece in walking is to flex the ankles. Excellent, and then let that go. Let's lengthen your legs, have them long and rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to keep the left leg long. Let's slide the right leg up. Start with it in standing. Okay, so now you're going to lift the right leg in the air, and you're going to have your right foot, the sole of your foot, towards the ceiling. And your right knee can be soft and bent. Please do not try to have your right leg fully straightened, okay? Most importantly is to, again, it's this flexing of the foot. Beautiful. In a way, I like to think of when I'm doing this that my foot's on the ceiling, right? So I have to be flexing. And keeping that flexing, you're going to soften your knee even more, beautiful Lynn, to fold into your chest. And then it's like you never bring the leg back down. Nope. Never bring the leg down, okay? Your foot's on the ceiling. So you're going to let the knee come down into the chest, and then you straighten it. And then you, that's it. Beautiful. And then, can't, that's it. Let's see if we can make this a little softer and breathe. Whoo, breathe. Here. And then think heel up. Oh, excellent. That was better. And then soft. I know, this is a hard, this can be hard. There, heel. The more you can think of your heel, so your lower leg never comes down. So don't straighten your knee that much. Yeah, there. And think of your knee pulling up towards, yes, towards your chest. There you go. And then bend and pull up and bend. So this goes to the hamstrings, you guys. Those of you that are really short in your hamstrings and butt, right, so the knee comes towards your breast, your chest. Even more. That's good. And now from here, think of your heel going up. You're going to feel it right in your hamstring. Feel all that shaking. It's like, oh my God. Right? And that's from the great thing that we do all day long is sitting. Excellent. There. So, that's, there you go. And then,
to want to go out.
Yeah, that's okay. And then just, that's enough. That's perfect. Make sure you're breathing. Beautiful, Lynn. Marlene, great. See, Bonnie, excellent. See if you can bring your knee a little more, think towards your chest. There, even more. So when you bend the knee, it comes into your chest. Chest, where's your chest? It falls into your chest. And now straight up. Okay, rest, everybody. That was a long time, sorry. Legs long, breathe. I just truly believe just sitting on these muscles tightens them. But we have to sit, I guess, sometime, right? Okay, everybody resting? I think we should just go from standing to lying. I think it'd be so great if you could lie on your back and do computer work and everything, right? Okay, let's go ahead and try this with the other side, the other leg. So you're going to first bring your left leg to stand, and then you're going to bring the left knee over the chest, right? So you're going to first get your left foot up towards the ceiling, and you're flexing that foot. Those toes are pulled towards your chest. And once the foot is flexed, you don't lose sight of that. Beautiful, Lynn. So when you bend the knee, you bend it into your chest. And you keep the foot flexed, and then you push the heel up as if the heel, right, you're pushing the ceiling away. That a girl. Yeah, this is this.
I didn't have to do that on the right side.
This is going to straighten out. That SI joint got really messed up again. That's really good. Excellent. Okay, let's rest it again. Go ahead and bring the left leg down. Okay, so we're going to bring both legs up to standing, slide those heels, yeah, good. And now both knees up to the chest so that both feet are to the ceiling. In many ways, this can feel easier. So the feet are flexed up to the ceiling, right? And just think of that the knees bend and soften into your chest, right? This is kind of like a leg press, right, in a way, and then you drive the heels away from you. And in many ways, it feels a little easier doing both legs at the same time. So keep it soft, keep it simple. So that means you check in back to your chest, and there's no tension in your chest or your breath and your breathing. So Lynn, notice how you want to straighten that left leg quicker. There you go, right? To control it, it's harder, right? There's like that urgency to lock it out, right? Because I do the same thing for stability. So that's it, just slowing it down a little bit is really hard, right? Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Legs long and rest. And again, as you lengthen your legs, beautiful, feel the distance between the heels, and just more and more, all of you, your two legs are lying almost identical to one another, right? The legs are turning out the same way, the same amount, that distance between, like if you think of where the center of your crotch is, and you were to draw a line down, each of your heels are exactly the same distance away, right? And not because you're making it happen, right? But that's what your body is acquiring. When people talk about cemetery being symmetrical, right? You're finding that for yourself right now through movements. Okay, so keeping your legs at this place, this distance, we're going to start to do a movement in the pelvis. Okay, and again, I'm going to describe it so that you can do the movement in your thought, in your mind first, and then you slowly can start to do it. So you're going to do a movement of creating an arch. And so you may already have an arch, then you're going to make it bigger. So another way of thinking about it is on the front side of you, it means that the pubic bone starts to come forward, right? Forward and down. So like a little bit towards the ceiling, but arcing down towards your feet so that the lower back arches. Or you could think of it that you're going to sit on your tailbone, right? So you're going to arch the back, and then you're just going to come back to this neutral. You're not going to flatten it. We're going to just work with the arching. Does that make sense to everybody? Does everybody know where the pubic bone is? If you don't, you can put your hand there, and you want to feel the pubic bone creating an arc, going a little bit up towards the ceiling and then arcing towards the windows, over towards your feet. And then all of a sudden you get this arch in your back. Beautiful. Right? Just make it subtle and simple. Beautiful. Excellent. So we're going to add on to this. Let's just pause for a moment. Okay, so let's bring the legs together, still long. And with the legs together, the ankles touching, feet touching, the same movement. Arch the back. And can you still let the chest be soft and breathe? Huh?
Not very well.
I know, isn't it amazing? Okay, let that go and let your legs just go where they want to go, right? It's such a relief to not hold them together. Right? But I mean, some people, that's how they go to bed at night and sleep, is with their legs together. Okay, so let's now bring both legs up to standing. So drag those heels up. Beautiful. Find that good standing place. Okay. And we're going to again continue with the arching now of just the arching. Coming to sit on the tailbone, creating an arch, and then you just go back to this starting place. No flattening the back. So just feel what that does inside the hip joints. So the earlier movements we did were all about your leg relative to the pelvis. Now you're moving your pelvis relative to the legs. Does that make sense? And then we're going to piece them together. Beautiful. So what you're going to add in next to this is that as you protrude the belly, as you do this tilt, we're going to start just with the right leg. You're going to bring the right knee up into the chest, with the right foot flexed, and then you'll bring it back down to the ground. So we'll just try the right leg a few times. So as the belly tilts forward, you bring the knee into the chest. And then as you come back to neutral, you bring the foot back down to stand. It's kind of tricky because it actually is the opposite of what you want to do. It's the opposite of what mechanically makes sense. But this is going to free you up. Yeah, because really the belly tilts when the leg comes behind you. So right now you're tilting and pulling, but it creates a tremendous freedom in the hip joint. There you go. Excellent. Okay. This next round, you'll shift to the left leg. So you'll keep the right leg standing, and it's tricky, because it is, it's counterintuitive. That's a good word. Your intuition says, but wait a minute, wouldn't I want to flatten my lower back as the knee comes up? Okay, and then let's just do a few times both legs. Yeah, if you look at the schedule, there's a class before and another class before, so that's okay. I'm not sure why they do that, but they do. Excellent. This is easier, isn't it, when you do both legs at the same time. So remember, arch, knees come up. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go and rest. We're going to just do two more movements. Legs long. Okay, so let's roll onto your right side. You can stack your arms, you know, or use your right arm under your head, knees bent. Okay, in a way, we're going to do kind of the same thing, but a little different. We're going to do more what is intuitively there for you. So you're going to first tilt your pelvis so that that pubic bone, you create the arch. That's it, Lynn. And you're going to all feel how the legs want to move behind you. Okay? So let the lower legs kind of come a little bit behind you as you create that arch. Right? And then as you come back to neutral, the knees come up a little bit. Beautiful, Lynn. That's it, Marlene. That's it, Bonnie. So as you arch, you feel that the knees move away from the chest, the feet come behind you a little bit. Then as you return to neutral, the knees pull up. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, let's roll onto your back and go over to your other side. If you're going to use your left arm under your head, please have it longer. Try not to fold it up. I mean, some of you, your head ends up being suspended in the air and you're not really resting on the arm. That's better. Okay, same idea. If you're going to arch the back, the knees and the feet like move behind you. And then when the lower part comes back to neutral, the knees come a little closer to the chest. You just feel that natural movement, how there's a relationship between the pelvis, the hips. Beautiful, Lynn. Just so subtle. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, and then let's let that go and rest. So when you come onto your backs, come back to lying with your legs long, your arms long, down by your side. And first of all, observe how you're resting on the floor now. How are your legs lying on the floor? How do you sense your pelvis, that space behind your knees? How do you sense your lower back, your upper back? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side, come up to standing, and to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.